Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
Welcome.
Hello.
So good to be here.
Here we are.
It's cold.
I am so excited for daylight savings.
Please.
Bring on my longer days of sunshine.
I am in desperate need of more sunshine, actually.
Me too.
I need
done
hours.
Done with
the
darkness. It's time to feel the rejuvenation of spring.
There's always something at this point in the season, yeah, right? When it's just like, all right,
mm-hmm,
I was excited for you and now I'm done with you.
I'm done. Goodbye.
Yeah. And that's why I'm a four season girl.
Yeah.
I need them all.
I do love that about where we live.
Mm-hmm.
That we do get to appreciate all the seasons and I enjoy them all.
Me too.
Some more than others. Like I never True. Want summer to end.
I must agree. I do enjoy. Really love the warmth and the sunshine.
But I do get excited in the for fall.
I get so excited for the
and
fall.
And then excited for the first snow.
Of always. It's so beautiful.
And then bring on spring because then comes summer and I love summer. So yeah. Here we
are. I know. The cycle. It's lovely.
It is.
But today we have a fun quiz for you.
Of course.
We're very excited about it. We're going to find out how smart the quiz is.
We're going to quiz the quiz.
Whoop, whoop.
They don't know it yet, but mm-hmm, we're going to try to stump them.
Mm-hmm.
But first.
Do you have a fun fact, Jamie?
I do have a fun fact. I listened to and watched on YouTube an interview with our author, Ariel Lahan. Our book this month is The Frozen River. And it's from the Maine, the state of Maine State Library.
Hmm.
So it's a interview the librarian did with her, and it was done through Zoom, and it was a really good interview. I actually listened to the whole thing, and I have fun facts for weeks now.
Oh.
But I want to start out with where she got the idea to write this book.
Okay.
So Ariel Lahan married, has four boys. When she was pregnant with her fourth boy, she went to her doctors for her regular monthly checkup.
Yeah.
And the doctor was running extremely late. He was at the hospital doing rounds. And so she ended up having to wait there forever. And the receptionist gave her the option of rescheduling or just waiting. And she said, I love that she said this because it's such a mom and I can so relate. She's like, my husband was home with my three boys and I could wait. She didn't want to go back home. She was enjoying the peace and quiet, but then also rescheduling and finding another time that there was someone to stay with your kids. It's like
such a pain in the neck.
I waited for over 2 hours in that waiting room. She had a book with her. And she finished the whole book. And then she said she read every magazine in the waiting room. And when she was done with all the magazines, she found, she called it a periodical. And she said this was, I think she said she was in Texas. I don't 100% remember where it was at. But she said they would release these periodicals that were like for a month. And they were disposable. You just threw them away when you were done with it. But it had these different articles in it. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but one of them was about Martha Ballard, and she had never heard of Martha Ballard before. And so she read this page. It was just a page about how this woman lived in the 1700s, a homesteader. She was a midwife, and the article was about she had brought 1,000 babies into the world. And the women and children all survived, which is so unheard of.
It's amazing.
Because in the 1700s, it was common to not make it through childbirth or that your child doesn't make it through childbirth.
Like crazy common. It was horrific, the statistics.
Right. So her statistics were 100%.
Wow.
And she was like, who is this lady and why have I never heard of her? And so she ripped the page out of the periodical.
Nice.
Right? And then she's like, don't worry, they're disposable. They're meant to just be thrown away at the end of the month. So nobody, don't get mad like that I ripped it out of the periodical.
Vogue magazine.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she ripped it out and she saved it. And she thought, I think this could be a story. Once she had done some research, there could be a story here that I could write. But it, every time she went to start a new book, this just wasn't the one. She's like, mm-hmm. I can't really say why. It just wasn't the right time. But every time I'd go to start a new book, I'd pull that paper back out and it wasn't the right time. Wow. And she ended up,
cool.
It was like 2 decades later, I think.
Wow.
Or a long time later. Because she said, I feel like I was not in the place in my life that I could have done it justice.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't have put into it what needed to be put into it. My kids were little. I was a busy mom. I was a writer at the time too, but not the kind that could have done this book. And so she said, this was the season for this book to be written.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that's when she did it.
That is so cool.
She's a very cool lady. It was fun to listen to her.
Wow.
If you want to get on YouTube and put in Maine State Library interview Ariel Lahan, you can listen to it. It's a good interview. She's fun to listen to.
That's awesome.
So anyway, that's my fun fact very for today. Cool.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Well, before we take our quiz, let's take a quick break. All right, let's get to it.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Let's do it. So today we are doing a quiz, and it is, what should I read next? Quiz with 2023 trending suggestions.
It's from quizexpo.com.
Yep. We decided it'll quiz us and give us a suggestion for a book.
Yes.
But we're kind of quizzing the quiz to see if it recommends something, if it knows us so well that it recommends something that we've already read.
And liked.
And did we like it?
Right.
Since we read so much and we read the new stuff coming out.
Especially in 2023. Right? Read a lot of books last year.
Mm-hmm. So.
And I think I read a lot of the trending books.
Uh-huh.
I am always drawn on to my trending lists. Books.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, if you are a bibliophile, this quiz has an accurate answer to your question, what should I read next? Mm. Just answer 20, simple questions about yourself and get a suggestion.
So 20, that's probably one of the longest quizzes.
Yeah, we usually don't have so many questions. Why does it need so much to know me?
Right.
They really want to get it right.
I'm giving them all the credit of, yes, they want to get it right.
They want to get it right.
This is going to be a good one.
How are you feeling, Jamie?
How am I feeling? Oh, is that like I'm good. Oh, that's the first. I hadn't gotten down to the first question yet. I was like, okay, let's go there. Well, I'm actually a little sad lately.
therapy podcast.
Let's do that. I'm in on that as well, so... Okay. Question number one.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you for asking.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Jamie?
That's
question number one.
Oh.
In love, sad, productive, hopeful, or none?
You know, I'm going to put sad.
Oh.
And only because seasonal depression has got me. Like, I am so excited for the time to change so that I can get out of this winter blues slump.
Yeah.
So I have been, I'm hopeful. Maybe I should put hopeful.
I was going to say, like today I feel like, all right, I feel the tides are turning.
I would agree with that too. But I'd say that sadness is, but that doesn't, I don't want a sad book because I need to get out of the sadness. So
yeah, that's a fair concern. They are asking 20 questions.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to say sad.
Okay. Okay, next.
I'm learning how to use my phone today.
Yay!
Good me. Okay. Next question. Choose one book you have read and loved in the past. Oh, one of my favorite questions.
I like this question.
Yep. How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Mm-hmm.
Pride and Prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Station 11 or None. Oh, Sarah.
You already know what I'm going to choose.
Station 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say this would be hard. I love To Kill a Mockingbird. That is like
a good one.
A good, tried and true, book, but Station 11, I was like, ooh, I love that book too. But I'm going with To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay, good choice. Let's see. Our next question is, which sentence best describes your style of reading? I like to read in my PJs and be cozy. I'd like to read at my desk and take notes.
Yep, nope.
I can't help feeling emotional when reading books, and I always have a tissue at hand to wipe away my tears. I don't have any special style of reading, or none, which I feel like is both the same
right,
answer.
Right. I don't really have any special style because I do all anytime I can.
Yes, I agree.
But I do love to be cozy in my PJs.
I was going to say the same. Let's do it. We can pick the same.
Can we both pick that one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite when I get home to change into my
cozy, like a blanket.
Cozy clothes and get a blanket. Oh, it sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get that too? Choose one book that you have read and loved in the past. But it's different books this time. So that must be a second asking of the same question.
Yeah, really is going to.
The options this time are 1984, The Compound Effect, Notebook, Dear John, or None.
Isn't The Notebook and Dear John written by the same author and really quite similar books?
I have no idea.
It is.
Is Notebook like The Notebook, like the movie?
Yes.
It's just called Notebook? Why doesn't it say The Notebook?
Let me look up in Goodreads if there's one that's just Notebook.
Because I'd say for me, it doesn't matter if it's Notebook or The Notebook for me because I haven't read either. The only one I've read is 1984, and I did really like 1984. So that's going to be my answer.
I don't see anything that's just pure Notebook. My guess is that it's The Notebook. And Dear John is also Nicholas Sparks. They're both Nicholas Sparks. I've read both.
Okay.
But I would say The Notebook.
Okay.
The longest book you've read was less than 200 pages, 200 to 350 pages, 350 to 500 pages, or more than 500 pages. What's the longest book you've ever read?
Well, the one most recently, it's been a couple of years, that I remember was so long, was the Hamilton, My Dear Hamilton.
Oh, yes.
How many pages was that?
So many. It was more than 500.
More than 500? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say more than 500.
Mine is also more than 500. Okay.
Those are long books.
Absolutely. Okay.
What are you reading right now? Historical, romance, self-help, none, or none? You get two choices of choosing none.
Well,
somebody forgot their job. It was supposed to be
like when they do
four options and a none, but they were busy.
It's hard to come up with a different genre.
Come on.
Super hard.
Give me an, like,
because I'm like, mine is not
fantasy,
any of those.
Sci-fi,
just regular
historical
fiction.
Romance, self-help.
Mine's just a normal.
So what are you reading right now?
Fiction.
Okay. I am reading. Oh no, I don't know what I did. Historical.
Okay,
this is what I'm reading.
Well, I'm gonna say none, because you know none.
Right.
Okay. Which one do you prefer to read? Modern romance books, motivating books, historical books, or none?
One nun or two nuns today?
Just one nun.
One nun. Okay, wait, what's my first choice? Historical?
Historical? No, no. Modern romance.
Modern romance.
Motivating or historical? Or none.
I like historical, but I also like a modern romance.
Mm.
So what do I feel more like right now? Historical might make me more sad. I think I need to, I just finished
you
a couple
a
that were
light.
Historical. So I want something different. So I'm going to say modern romance.
Okay. I'm going to say historical. Because I'm hoping for a history that I'm not aware of.
something new.
Yeah, like something,
learn something
from,
new.
Yeah, that kind of history.
You're ready for that. Okay.
Okay.
Which one is or is closest to your favorite author in his or her style of writing? Jim Rohn.
Jim Rohn.
R-O-H-N. Rohn. Like John?
Rohn?
Or Rohn?
Now I want to look him up. I don't know.
Jim Rohn.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm going to say that.
Okay.
John Green. James Dashner. Yuval Noah Harari. Or none.
I only know
John Green. And I love John Green.
I do too.
So that's an easy, but here. Those other options, I don't know.
Let's look up Jim Rohn. He's written 7 Strategies for Wealth and Happiness.
Oh.
The 12 Pillars, The Art of Exceptional Living.
Self-help.
Yep. The Ultimate Jim Rohn Library.
Yeah. No, I probably haven't read any.
How about James? Is it James? We'll just
Did I say James?
No, it's spelled James.
Huh.
But that's weird. Dashner. It's James.
Okay.
The Maze Runner.
Oh.
I really like the Maze Runner books. And he's written lots of other books as well. But those are the ones that I'm familiar with.
Yes, that was a good book.
Yuval Noah Harari. Sapiens. A Brief History of Humankind, yeah. Homo Deus.
I've read that.
21 Lessons for the 21st Century. Just a deep thinker.
Mm-hmm. Like The Origin of Men, History of Men.
Okay. The History of Tomorrow.
Yeah. I've read it because my husband really liked it and my son was reading it. And so I read. But it's not my genre.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who are you going to choose?
I'm definitely John Green.
John Green. I chose James Dashner.
Okay.
Okay. What genre do you love?
I think we already got asked that.
That's why there's 20.
Oh, no. That's what we were reading right then.
Yes.
That was the genre we were reading at the time. But what do we love? Okay. What are our options?
Romance.
Okay.
Comedy. Historical, self-help, or none?
None. I'm going to choose comedy this time because I would like to laugh.
I agree. It's a different option than we've had in the past.
I'll take advantage of that. Okay. Next, question 10. We're halfway through.
Oof.
What makes you recommend a book? If it can beautifully mix romance with comedy... If I learn facts from it, if I learn life hacks from it, or if it moves me, or none.
I think they need to remove the none.
None, right, because we're readers.
That's right.
For me, my answer would be if I learn something from it. Okay. No. What's the...
If I learn facts.
If I learn facts from it.
Okay, I'm going to do... if it moves me. Because it's like, those are the ones that I'm like, ooh.
This had me
I felt it deep.
Yeah.
I will remember that
right.
feeling.
And I kind of feel like with this one, I'm thinking of like when I read a memoir and I'm like, oh my gosh,
all
this is
going to
blow
you
your mind. This and this and this and this. So
I hear you. I totally get that.
Anyway, so yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
My turn?
Yep.
Which genre do you dislike?
Well, that's going to be an easy one for me if it's an option.
Self-help, historical, romance, none.
Well, I don't know which to decide between none or none. Because my fave would not. Oh, this is the one I dislike.
You don't like.
Because for me, it would be sci-fi. And that's not an option.
Yes.
And I like the other ones. I mean, self-help isn't my favorite.
If it's like a raunchy romance,
yeah.
I don't need to read about
it. I think out of those, I'm going to pick self-help.
Okay, I'm going to say romance, just before the raunch.
Okay.
Okay.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay. If you could, where would you prefer to be right now?
What are my options?
Your options are, I'd trust, would you like some options? Just tell me, Sarah. Okay, here's your choices. I'd travel in time and experience living in the past. Hmm. I wish I were in Amsterdam. That's random. Or I wish I were in America. Or I don't feel like going anywhere. I love where I am.
None.
There is not a none option on this one. You don't get a none option. It's just, that's what it is.
Okay. What are you going to choose?
Going to choose.
I wish I were in Amsterdam. I love Amsterdam, actually. I love the fields of Holland that are just outside. The canals. I love Amsterdam. I love it. It's just really weird.
Out of all the places, yeah.
There's a lot of places I'd love
to go. That's not even like the first five I would mention if you asked me where I prefer. But I've never been there.
Oh,
I would love to. It's
one of my favorite places I've ever visited.
So I'm going to put, I'd go somewhere in the past.
Oh, I do like that one. And I'm going to pick the random of all randoms, Amsterdam.
Great.
I love Amsterdam. Okay. I would also choose the past, but I'll be different. Okay.
Okay.
Next, which one is your favorite color, Jamie? Ooh. Blue, purple, white, red, or none?
Who picks white? Ooh. I want to know who picks white. No,
my color is not here, and that's annoying.
White is none. Again, that's like saying none or none.
I know.
And for me, it would be blue.
Okay. I would say pink, hello, but I'll choose purple.
Okay. Okay, question 14, moving right along. The question is, which option best describes you? I'm organized and meticulous.
Oh, Jamie.
Nope. I'm lonely and depressed. Oh, well, kind of, but I don't want to be. Not always. I can't say how I am.
Why?
It's a secret?
Isn't that none?
Well, don't jump ahead, Sarah. I'm adventurous and curious, or none. I'm adventurous and curious.
Okay. Let's see. I can't say. I would say the same.
Okay.
Out of those options.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. It won't let me say next. Next. Okay. Which one describes the best book length? Ooh. Less than 200 pages.
Wow.
200 to 350 pages. 350 to 500 pages. Or more than 500 pages. Or none. Just kidding. It doesn't say none.
Now, that's random.
We like to read.
When they first heard the question, I thought probably around 300.
Yes.
So I would go with the 200 to 350.
I concur.
Okay. Where do you think you will emotionally be in 5 years' time?
Well, emotionally...
Will you emotionally be in love, sad and depressed?
I don't know how they're going to pick the best book with these questions.
Oh, positive and content.
It's a new one.
Yeah. Just like I am right now. Or I don't know.
Oh, these are just so well written.
Oh, goodness. It started out so hopeful.
I am fearing for this quiz. It's not doing well for my quiz.
No.
This quiz is
my quizzing
not
of them,
doing well on my
quiz. It's not going to pass.
It's okay. We won't give up yet.
It's still positive and content.
Yes.
That's where I hope to be. That's where I see myself emotionally. In 5 years. which I've never thought about.
Ever. Okay. I'm going to say, just like I am right now.
Because it's you.
I am emotionally great.
Right.
Positive. Look at you. I'm better than that right now. Just kidding. But I am going to put that. Okay. Which quote do you like the most? Ready?
Uh-huh.
First, when someone loves you, the way they talk about you is different. You feel safe and comfortable.
Okay.
Quote one.
Does it tell you who said that?
No.
Where the quote came from?
No. Nope.
Okay.
No. Don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart. I'm trying really hard not to laugh here. Okay, that was a deep one.
Mm-hmm.
You may say I'm a dreamer,
but
I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. How did you know that?
Where is that from?
Okay, the sadness. The saddest thing, this is the last one.
Okay.
The saddest thing is to be a minute to someone when you've made them your eternity.
Oh.
Whoa.
That is sad.
That is deep.
That is super sad. I have to go with my dreamers.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the only one.
It's the only one
that resonates with me. And I
actually love this song.
Yeah. I was listening to people have a conversation. I don't even remember where I was at this week. And one was saying, you don't like the Beatles? How can you not like the Beatles?
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Yeah. How?
Because that was the Beatles, right?
It was. Yeah,
okay. All of a sudden, I was like,
wait. You are correct.
Yeah. How do you not?
Okay.
If you could have a superpower, you want it to be, traveling in time, attracting the person you love, work 12 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
Support.
I mean, what the heck?
I shouldn't laugh at this one because it's awful, but support all children in poverty. Would you like that to be your superpower?
Like you, can you imagine what it would require for you to do that?
Hold them all up. You're going to support them. All children in poverty.
So they don't fall down?
What is that? Financially, physically supporting them? Do children in poverty trip a lot?
The poverty people? I'm so sorry.
This is awful.
It's too late.
Laughing at children in poverty.
No, of course I want to care for all the poverty-stricken humans.
How do you say attracting the person you love over supporting all children?
And why does that have to be a superpower? Right. Why can't we just be loved?
These are not superpowers. I want to, fly.
Yeah.
That's a superpower.
Invisibility. Please. Don't
work
see me.
12 hours a day?
Why is that a superpower? And why
no,
would I want
I don't
to spend
want to work
12
for 12 hours.
No. Tell me there's a nun.
There is a nun.
I might choose a nun.
I'm going with a nun as well. Those were bad options.
So bad.
Maybe I want to run super fast.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want to run really fast. Do you remember the show The Greatest American Hero? The guy with the curly hair, total 80s.
I feel like I should.
And he could fly or run really fast.
No.
No, you don't know this?
No.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
The only reason I know that song is from Seinfeld.
Oh.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Leave a message at the tone.
If
he were home, he'd answer the phone. Where could he be? Believe it or not, he's not home. Don't you know that?
I don't know.
I loved it so much that we would spend hours trying to sing it as fast as we could into our own answering machine.
Oh my gosh.
That's yes.
Genius.
Yes, it was very difficult. We could never get it in time, but it was so fun. We tried shortening it. Anyway, that's a story.
Answering machines.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure my parents loved it. I'm sure that the TV show was better than George's answering machine. Right.
Anyway, I want to be like him. That would be my superpower. Anyway, end of that story. I don't know where. Bring it back around. America's greatest hero. Anyway.
Maybe I should change my cell phone answering machine.
Now you should go back. Have it retro.
But my phone is with me whether or not I'm at home.
No.
So I'd have to
come up with write a modern new song.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Two more. We're almost there.
Sweet.
Which one is or was your favorite school subject? History, science, literature. I didn't like any school subject, and they spelled subject wrong.
Oh, you should have gone to English more often.
Right? Or my favorite subject is not in the options.
Not in the options. My favorite subject was math.
You loved math.
I loved math.
Oh, you should have taken my test. Okay, math. Mine was for sure literature. I loved English. Like, let's do all the English.
I did not. At all. Okay, 2020. Here's our last question. What kind of friend are you?
Oh, a good one.
Are you supportive, funny, considerate? I don't like to make friends. Dot making.
What?
I don't like to make friends, period, making. I don't know. I'm taking that as I don't like to make friends.
Okay.
And I guess that's a choice or none. Sure. Kind of seems to be the same as none.
Sure, it does.
I think I am a funny friend.
I like that. You are a funny friend. I would hope I'm all the kind. I'm the all around. I'll say considerate.
Very considerate. Sarah brought me cake today.
It was a little considerate treat for both of us.
Very considerate. So thank you.
Okay. My book.
Yes.
Is Humankind by Rutger Bregman. And I did read Humankind, and I have spoken about it on this podcast.
You won the quiz.
I did.
Because you read what they suggested, and you liked it.
I did.
Did you like it?
I really did.
You just won at life.
I did.
Sarah, congratulations. You're a winner today.
That this quiz is the winner, right? I was thinking this quiz was not going to win.
Right.
Because their questions were lousy. And their answers were more lousy.
Were more lousy, yeah.
But it gave me a book that I did read in 2023.
And you did like.
And I did like.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yay for you!
That was pretty amazing. For a second, was like, no way.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the book I got.
Okay.
So, this is a fail for me.
Uh-oh.
Because the book I got was Humankind.
Do not tell me that we just did another advertisement for one book.
One book. And no, I have not read it. And it's not even on my want to read list. Like, I know you read it and you liked it, but it's...
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not on my list and I probably won't read it. And that's what it gave me.
Lame!
So...
Bam, bam.
Fail for me, success for you, but it also kind of just had a 50-50 chance if it only has one book.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, is there other options? Now I need to know.
Now.
But I'm not willing to take the quiz. 20 questions of like lame-o answers.
Of like none and none and none and none.
Which makes me think it was all going to give us the same book.
Right.
Stupid quiz expo.
So even though it worked for you.
It did give me a book I'd read, but they have a shot if they're picking a book that's on like a most read or a must read list.
Mm-hmm.
How annoying.
Well, I don't feel seen right now. That's how I feel. It's like, wait, but I did read a lot of the books.
I know.
See me.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
That's we okay. We should
have picked a better quiz.
No, that was great.
This one only interesting. Has another one we were looking at only has 5 questions.
Well, that would have made for a very short episode.
True.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Just because now I want to know. I hate being duped.
Right.
And I feel duped.
I feel duped too.
This one is from Pure Wow. And I actually really like Pure Wow. They always have lists and things. Like when I was having babies, I lived on Pure Wow for baby names.
Really?
They would have the best lists.
I've never even heard of Pure Wow.
I don't know where it came from.
Huh.
But it always showed up. It's like it knew I needed baby names.
And you have cute baby names.
Thank you. Well, they're big kids now. I know, they're big kids now. Anyway, okay. So this one says, what new book should you read this spring?
Okay.
Now, it's a number of years old, so it's not going to be new releases, but that might be good because they'll be easier to get.
Right. There won't be a long hold.
Right.
Way to have a glass half full, Sarah.
I got you.
Thanks for being a supportive friend.
I want you to feel seen, Jamie. It says, to find your next book, you could read some reviews. You could ask around at the office or just mindlessly click through Amazon until you find a cover you think is pretty. Or you could answer 5 quick questions and let us tell you which new title you should pick up this spring.
Okay.
Let's give it a go, shall we?
In only 5 questions.
5.
Okay.
First question is, first thing, fiction? Or nonfiction?
Ooh.
Simple and decisive.
That is.
What do you want?
I want fiction right now in my life.
Me too. All right. Pick a podcast, Jamie. I'm just going to read them to you.
I love a good podcast.
Their options here are My Favorite Murder.
I listen to it every week.
Whoop. Why Won't You Date Me?
Never listened to that one.
Mm-hmm. New Yorker fiction.
I have not listened to that one.
Query.
Nope.
By Cameron Esposito.
Okay.
Limetown.
Never heard of that one.
Mm-mm. Or Dr. Death.
Ooh, that's a good one. That one is like a maybe 9-12 episodes type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good.
Okay.
But I think they've also made a Netflix special on Dr. Death. But I have listened to My Favorite Murder. I think they're in like their eighth year since the beginning. So
okay.
I love those ladies.
I've seen them live. Familiar. Ooh, even better.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool. I'm not familiar with most of these, but I have listened to a few episodes of the New Yorker fiction. So I'll pick that one.
Sounds good.
Okay, number 3. I want a book that makes me sleep with the lights on.
Nope.
Laugh. Remember my favorite rom-com. Think about my childhood in a nostalgic way. These are fabulous answers.
These are very thoughtful and like legit.
Right. And we aren't even done. Think about my childhood in a cringy way. Or rewatch Mad Max Fury Road.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I'm going to say laugh.
Okay. I'm going to say think about my childhood in a nostalgic way.
Okay.
Okay. Choose a character actor.
Mm.
Their options are Margot Martindale. You might need to look these ones up if you don't know them. Melissa Leo. I'm not sure who she is.
Nope.
CCH Pounder.
Nope.
I love her dress. So it's very fancy. Anne Dodd.
Okay.
Juliette Lewis.
I know Juliette Lewis. I like her.
Or Judy Greer.
Okay, I know who Margot Martindale is.
Uh-huh.
I've seen her in things.
Uh-huh.
CCH Pound. No. Anne Dodd. No. Judy Greer. Okay. But I do. Have you ever seen The Other Sister?
Yes.
Juliette Lewis is The Other Sister.
Mm-hmm.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah. It's so good.
Juliette Lewis is, I do really like her.
I do too. I'm going to say Margot Martindale. She's just that funny friend.
Yeah.
in the movies that at least that I'm thinking of her in, or a really kind mom.
Or is she in The Americans? Is she one of the Russian spies in The Americans?
Let's find out.
Did you ever watch that show?
No.
You need to go binge it.
Really?
You will love it. Yes.
The Americans?
The Americans. Like right now, just telling you that, I'm excited for you because I wish I hadn't seen it and I could binge it all over again. That's how much it was so fun.
Yeah, she is. She's in it.
She's in it. Okay. That's what I thought. And she plays. So when you say like the friend or the mom, she does not in that show. It's a totally different role.
So that's who you're thinking of.
Uh-huh. And that's the role I think of when I think of her.
That's funny.
Yeah.
She's like the mom in Hannah Montana or the grandma.
Oh, yeah. That was not. No, you're right. But I did not. I went to The Americans. Okay.
Very good. Last question.
Okay.
Which spring trend are you most likely to wear? Tie-dye? Corduroy? That's coming back.
It is.
90s.
Do you know my issues
sandals.
With corduroy?
No.
I don't like corduroy.
I had no idea. That shocks me.
I know, because I love the look of it, and I wish I could wear it, but I have a sensory issue with the sound it makes when you walk.
Stop it.
Is that the weirdest thing?
My kids won't wear clothes that make sounds.
Okay, so it's not just me. I vividly remember sitting in the office when I was either in, see, we moved when I was in second grade. So kindergarten or first or second grade at my very first elementary school, and listening to a woman who was wearing corduroy walk down the hall, and I could hear her all the way down the hall.
Oh,
and that is my memory of corduroy. I didn't like it.
Mm.
Is that weird?
Kinda.
It's a weird memory.
Kinda.
Sounds.
But hey.
Okay.
Things can get us in those tender years.
That's one. It's one for me.
Poor
corduroy. Flip-flops and corduroy. Don't like the sounds of flip-flops.
Oh my gosh, I live in flip-flops.
And I do too, but it took a I had to like condition myself.
Yeah.
Because I didn't used to like them.
It's just, they're too easy.
Exactly. But
they're too easy. I am on the go 90 miles an hour every day, all day. And
we just need to slip and go.
I gotta slip and go.
Yep, I agree. So okay. I'm okay with those now, but that was a hard one for me to get over.
Okay, so here's the other options. Tie-dye corduroy, which we've already covered. 90s sandals. Feathers. Fringe. No. Or matching denim sets.
Like the Canadian tuxedo, like denim pants, denim shirt. Or like a onesie in denim.
It looks in this picture as if she's wearing jeans and a jean denim jacket.
Okay. Nope.
Like a set.
That reminds me of Jay Leno.
Yes,
he loves a little denim on denim. I'm not going with feathers, that's for sure.
They have a picture of like a sweater that apparently is feathers. It looks more just furry.
Well, maybe that's not bad. I'm tie-dye.
Tie-dye. I'm corduroy.
All right. You can make the noise. I'll be the hippie.
Sweet.
Okay. What book did it give you?
Okay. It gave me Gingerbread by Helen Oyemi. Oyemi.
Good job.
Oh, how to say.
Gingerbread. Okay, I've seen it, but I know nothing about it.
Same. It says, Helen Oyemi has become one of our favorites for bewitching fantastical fiction. Her latest is influenced by the strange place gingerbread holds in classic children's stories. It tells the story of a family in London whose legacy centers on a gingerbread recipe. Like her previous work, it's wildly imaginative and whip smart.
That actually sounds interesting.
It does. Did you write? I'm going to write that down.
Write that down so you can read that. Well, this is a winner.
Okay.
Because it actually gave me the book that the co-hosts from My Favorite Murder, which are Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark, they wrote a book called Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered. And I have read it.
Oh!
And I really liked it. So winner, winner, chicken dinner for me.
This is a better quiz.
Definitely a better quiz.
Pure wow.
Pure wow. That's the way to go.
I feel it. Okay, we will put both of these on our website.
Yeah.
And you can try and let us know what books you get, if you get Humankind.
Or by any chance, something else.
Please let me know. I will feel so much better if someone gets a different book.
Me too. I'll feel like we didn't lead you all astray.
Seriously.
With our choice.
I still feel like we might have led you astray.
Yeah. Yeah.
But take Pure Wow, because that one was only 5 questions and they gave good books.
And they were good options of their answers for questions. Yes. And they were both good recommendation books. Yes.
Okay. So you can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
You can email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Please rate and subscribe and share with your friends.
Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
And we'll see you next time. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.